Welcome to the Geeks Attic Podcast. It is Star Wars Day, so happy Star Wars Day. That means it's May the 4th. You know, we all throw that little goofy May the 4th be with you. We all have a speech impediment on this day. It's Tuesday, 2021. Hope you all are doing very well. It's been a while since I've recorded one of these things on the mobile device, which is cool. It's what's neat about Anchor, the podcast app, to record whenever, wherever. It's awesome. But yeah, Star Wars Day. No major news has dropped that I'm aware of at this time. It's approaching evening, my time, as of this recording. Haven't heard of anything. All I know is that The Bad Batch has aired. People have watched it. People have been reviewing it, talking about it. I guess there's been some retcons with some stuff with one of the Rebels characters, Kanan Jarrus. I don't really know much about it. If you want that type of information, you're going to have to go find somebody else that wants to talk about it. Because I don't have Disney Plus, so that means I haven't watched it. Never really been a big fan of the Clone Wars era. I know I watched the whole series when it was on Netflix before Disney Plus hit. And I thought that some of the stuff was good, some of the stuff was pretty bad, but, you know, love-hate relationship with Star Wars. Clone Wars is on that hate list. But like I said, there are some good things in the Clone Wars that I did enjoy. You know, I found out that I broke a rule. It was a big no-no for reviewing books, and I apologize to Del Rey. I apologize to other reviewers, because apparently, I didn't know this, but I did break the embargo for my review of Star Wars Victory's Price by Alexander Freed. And that sucks. Completely unintentional. No intentions of breaking an embargo. I thought that I released it on the day that we were allowed to talk about the book. Apparently, I slipped up and, I guess, released it a day early, a couple hours early. I don't know. I don't know how early it was released, but apparently it broke the embargo rule, which sucks, because I really do enjoy reading and reviewing these Star Wars books. And yeah, I know some people are going to say, well, sounds like you're miserable when you review some of these books. Well, yes, some of them, yes, but some of them are an absolute blast to read, like Victory's Price. Loved that book. Thought it was fantastic. The Light of the Jedi in the High Republic era, I really enjoyed that book. People tried to troll, bomb, whatever you want to call it, my channel whenever I released that review, but I thought it was great. I enjoyed it quite a bit. The Thrawn Greater Good is the second book in the Thrawn Ascendancy trilogy. That just came out. Loved that book. Loved that story. So, you know, I don't do these things to break rules, to intentionally bash other people or authors or anything like that. Just try to read and have a good time. If I like the book, I'll tell you. If I hate the book, I'll tell you. But, you know, enough of that. Once again, though, sorry, Del Rey. Didn't mean to break the rules. Please continue to send me some advanced review copies, because I want to continue doing that for the Star Wars books. I've worked with many other publishers too. I like to Quirk Books. They do a lot of horror novels. I think they're a really cool company. They've sent me books. I've reviewed their books. I enjoy reading a horror novel every now and then. But let's not dive into the horror books right now. Been having a blast doing the Paper Movies Book Club. We did a live stream on that channel last week. It was great. Had a couple guests come on that channel. If you haven't heard of the Paper Movies Book Club, you need to go check it out. There's a podcast for it, which is just the audio from the live streams or pre-recorded videos that we do for Paper Movies, a Novelization Book Club. We pick a novelization, me and a couple guys, we read it, and then we talk about it on that Paper Movies YouTube channel. It's fun. It's a good time. Right now, it's May, so that means we're reading 007 GoldenEye, which I've never had any knowledge of this film previously. I mean, I knew of it. I played the Nintendo 64 game, which I loved that as a kid. So when that was out, I played it, loved it, didn't really pay attention to the story much. You know, when you're a kid, you just, well, me, just paid attention to the gameplay, thought it was fun. and never cared to watch the movie. Didn't know about the books until just recently when a couple guys on my channel, some guests came on, and they just kept talking about 007 books, 007 books. So then I finally thought, you know what, I'll go ahead and I'll read a 007 book. And now I'm reading my fourth 007 book, Diamonds Are Forever. It's pretty good. Well, I guess it would be the fifth book because I'm reading GoldenEye for the book club, which I don't like to talk about that in advance because I like to save that for the conversation that we have on Paper Movies, which we meet up, we do our video, I just think I mixed those words up, put them together. We do our video where we give our thoughts on the book, and sometimes we'll compare it to the movie. So that's cool. I did watch the movie, like, last week. I'll save my thoughts on that, too. Fourth Paper Movies Book Club. So, yeah, go check out the Paper Movies Book Club. It's a good time over there. But because it is Star Wars Day, I don't know what else is coming out with Star Wars. I know that they announced a bunch of stuff last year, all the different shows coming out. With books, though, we have just High Republic novels and YA novels, kid books, like young reader books. We have the sequel to Greater Good and Chaos Rising, which would be the third book in the Thrawn trilogy, or the Thrawn Ascendancy trilogy. What is it called? Lesser Evil. So Thrawn Ascendancy, Lesser Evil, book 3 of the Thrawn Ascendancy trilogy. Looking forward to that. It got bumped up to November 2021. So the book is done. I know that one of the editors, Tom, I think is his name on Twitter, he said that he was reading it as Del Rey posted, "What are you reading for a Star Wars Day?" And he said, "Lesser Evil." So, yeah, I guess benefits of being an editor are you get to read books a lot earlier than everybody else. But you do have that dull, drawn-out job of editing. So, you know, what it's like to be an editor. I know you get to read the books, like we just said. You get to edit them. But who edits your edits? I guess the author does when they go through and read all the editor notes. It's very fascinating. It'd be neat to dive into the publishing world and get a better understanding on how it all works. I watched a couple videos on book repairs because I've got a couple books that are slightly damaged that I thought would be neat to fix up. And then when you have to dissect a book pretty much and then put it back together, which is kind of like a publishing adventure of your own, trying to figure out how to put it all back together and stronger than before. But anyway, losing track. Star Wars books. Lesser Evil coming November. The Mandalorian novel, whatever that was going to be, by Adam Christopher was going to write it. That book, I guess, got canceled or pushed back. I'm not too sure, which is odd. So I think that all kind of fell through after the firing of Gina Carano, which I'm still kind of irritated with and sick of how they handled that situation. But, you know, I guess there's rumors of them rehiring her, bringing her back for Mandalorian Season 4. We won't know. We won't know how all this stuff is. I don't think we ever got an actual official announcement with any of that stuff, which is just bizarre to me. But for the Mandalorian novel, don't know if it's canceled or just pushed back. I know Adam Christopher, he wrote a book for Stranger Things, which I enjoyed. It was Darkness on the Other End of Town, something like that. I can't remember. Sorry. Darkness on the Edge of Town, I think. Darkness on the Other Edge of Town. Something like that. Darkness on the Something by Adam Christopher. It was a good book. I reviewed it. It's on the Geeks Attic YouTube channel. Go check out the review. So for the other novels, Kevin Scott is writing one, an adult novel for the High Republic. It's the second book, the second adult novel for that era. I know we've got Daniel Jose Older and Justina Ireland coming out with a young adult and young reader book within, I think, the next month or two. So there you have that. I mean, I thought the last young reader book, which was, if I can even remember that one, I can't. It's escaping me. Can't even think of the author's name. but the YA novel by Claudia Gray, sorry, I'm stumbling over my words here, this podcasting thing has me flustered, Claudia Gray did Into the Dark, which that book is the one that I couldn't stand it. I know that Claudia Gray is an excellent author. I love the other books that she's written. People were blown away by my review, surprised that, and, you know, I think I received a lot of thumbs downs on that video because I hated the book. I thought it was an awful story. It felt lazy to me. Claudia Gray felt like, it didn't feel like a Claudia Gray book. It was just so odd to me. It's like she wrote it when she was asleep or something. Still, you know, I'm not going to say that, oh, Claudia Gray sucks now. No, if some authors write really good books and sometimes they get a dud. This, to me, was her dud. I know a lot of people like it. They're saying, I've had comments like, well, you don't know what you're talking about because I've heard that it was great. It's like, okay, cool. You found somebody that agreed with an opinion that lined up with you. Whatever. That's cool. That's what you do. People follow these people that have kind of the same opinion that they do, and sometimes people like to go over and troll other accounts. Which might be the case. But I doubt it. Just like my Ahsoka review. That irritated a lot of people because a lot of people like Ahsoka. I don't. So, what do? They give you a thumbs down if they like Ahsoka and you don't. I get it. Kind of. I mean, I'm not the kind of person that's going to go over to somebody else's content and just give them a thumbs down because, you know what? You said that Darth Bane was dumb. Well, I hate you. No. It's just, you just say, hey, nice content, but I'm going to have to disagree with you. You don't have to fight about it. But yeah, the name of the other book, YA, not a YA, the young reader book, I can't believe it escapes me. Into the Darkness? No, that's not a book. Into the Light? Something? I don't know, so I'm going to stop. I'm nowhere near a computer, and my phone is occupied right now, filming my voice. Stutter over my words. So, hopefully you know what I'm talking about. The green Jedi on the cover has a purple lightsaber. I thought that book was fine. Nothing special. It wasn't awful. It wasn't great. It was just okay. Had some cool character stuff in there. One of the characters kind of slips away from the light side and has some personal struggles. I thought that was pretty good. Other character stuff with the main character, I kind of didn't really care for that much. So, moving on to other book conversations. What is Star Wars? I'm going to move on, really. I'm just going to ask you a question. And if you want to shoot me your response on, I guess, my latest video, or respond, send me an email, thegeekstatic@gmail.com. Send me your questions. Send me your thoughts on things, and I'll address them on here. I think that might be a pretty fun thing to do. What other era do you want Star Wars Del Rey or Lucasfilm Press to dive into? What do you want? I know a lot of people would be saying, oh, more expanded universe, which, oh, you know what? We do need to talk about that. We do need to talk about some of the expanded universe stuff, but let's clear out this Del Rey and Lucasfilm Press stuff. What do you want to read about? What era? Do you think they should just stick with the High Republic and not move around to anything else? Should they continue on with this the Rey, Poe, Finn era? Do they need to continue that stuff? What happens after the Rise of Skywalker? Shouldn't we know? Are we ever going to get a story after that era? Or during that era? I think that would be great to continue on with that. We need that stuff. We keep seeing more material come out. I guess something else dropped. There was some tease about, oh, come to this new immersive park with, it has Rey activating a lightsaber. Is an actress, you know, looking like Rey. And she activates this lightsaber that apparently is not digitally done. It's like a real thing that they've come up with. I'm not really sure how they did it, but it's cool looking. But the thing that bothers me the most about it is that the lightsaber is blue. It's Anakin's old lightsaber. Why aren't we seeing Rey with her lightsaber, the one that she built, the one with the yellow blade? That would be cool to see things come out with her progressing as a character, not just focusing on, oh, look, it's Rey in her dingy clothes, Anakin's lightsaber, and her hair up in the three or four buns from The Force Awakens. Like, no, let's move past it. Let's keep going let's see a Jedi Knight Rey with her yellow blade. That would be cool. I want stories to take place during that era. Okay, we also have that big gap between Return of the Jedi and The Force Awakens. They just—it seems like the stories that we get with that are all from like all in the comic books, which I've stepped away from the comic books. I no longer read them. I just don't really have the time to do that sort of thing anymore. So I've moved away from the comics. But we'd like to get some of this stuff in novel form. You know, I want to read about it in a book. So the expanded universe. Somebody out there in the world has posted the manuscript of this book that was written by some guy. The name escapes me too. See, this is what happens when you go in to record without any sort of notes. Thinking the name is Clint or Flint. This author, he wrote a book, I think in the 90s. The book was canceled. It never got published, but somebody had the manuscript. And they went on Amazon. They posted it to Amazon as a self-published book. So when you order the book, Amazon prints it and sends it to your house. Now, that's kind of cool, but also sounds kind of illegal. The description was actually pretty funny, where the person says, "Dear House of Mouse, please don't sue me." Well, I sent a lawsuit. Someone's going to jail or paying a pretty hefty fine. It's wild times in Star Wars. And the last that I saw, this book rose up to number three best seller in action adventure or sci-fi adventure. That's insane. It rose up to number 26 as far as the last time that I saw. Number 26 best selling book on Amazon. How crazy is that? Number 26 best-selling book on Amazon. Wow. And it's not, like, official. Can you believe this? I'm going to look up. I want to see if I can get on my phone here while I'm recording to get you the author's name, because we all, his name needs to be heard. The Heart of the Jedi. Let's see if it's even still posted. It is posted. Still on Amazon. Which probably isn't going to last very long. The author's Kenneth C. Flint. The author, Kenneth C. Flint, for Heart of the Jedi. That's just so crazy. It takes place, I guess, before the Shadows of Mindor and after the Truce of Bakura. It's insane. I don't want to be the guy that tells you to go get it. I'm not going to tell you to go get it. But just... right now, if you're an Expanded Universe fan, the book is up there. It's just so wild. Figured that Del Rey or whoever, I don't know who the original publisher of this was supposed to have been, Ballantine Books maybe? I don't know, is that company even around anymore? Well, whoever, somebody, Disney, when they find out about this, I'm sure they're going to pull it. It would be funny, though, if it turns out that somebody from Disney, somebody from the publishing department, wherever, is the one behind all of this, published, you know, getting it out there. But it's insane. It got up above all Star Wars print and on the bestseller list, which the current books out there that you could still get in hardcover for sure is Thrawn, Greater Good, Victory's Price, and Light of the Jedi, is that High Republic book. It outsold all of that? Well, I shouldn't say outsold them. It's higher in the ranks right now. But I don't know how long that'll last, because I saw that Light of the Jedi today is on sale for $2.99. It's like the Kindle Digital Edition. So, $2.99, that's a pretty good deal for an audio... not an audio book. Why did I say audio book? It's a really good deal for a digital book. $2.99. I know a lot of the Expanded Universe comics, omnibus, and trades are also on sale digitally on Amazon, so you can go check those out. I think that sale goes on until the 8th or the 6th. I could be wrong about that, but I do know that a lot of the comic stuff is on sale, and those prices range from 99 cents to $1.99. And what I noticed is what they do to get you is the first issue and the third issue for the trades or the omnibus would be 99 cents, but the second issue was only $1.99. So they're like, oh, hey, yeah, 99 cents for the first one. Oh, yeah, but you want that second one, $1.99. Silly, because you can't just get the first and the third and miss out on the second. Silliness, but I get it. Got to make money somewhere, right? But, guys, that's going to do it for this episode. I guess we'll just call it Star Wars Day 2021. May the Force be with you. See, that messes me up. It makes me, like I said, speech impediment. Silliness. You guys have a good day. May the Force be with you. And keep your eye out on that Amazon stuff. And once again, Del Rey, this is Lucasfilm Press. I'm sorry for breaking that embargo rule. Didn't mean to do it. I always like to keep my reviews honest and true. Love them or hate them. And everybody, have a good one.